New Hampshire's executive council was never really a required stop for someone looking to rise the state's political ranks. Until recently, it was kind of an afterthought even for New Hampshire's political insiders.
Over the years, we've recruited candidates for the executive council, and we've begged them to run.
That's state Democratic chairman, Ray Buckley.
But there's always one or two or three or four of them that really were just kind of placeholders.
Now, this little-known, little-understood council is becoming its own kind of launching pad. For the first time in perhaps ever, the two candidates facing off for governor, Republican Chris Sununu and Democrat Colin Van Ostern, are both sitting executive counselors. Sununu's been on for 3 terms, Van Ostern for 2, and neither has held any elected office before joining the council. Contrast that with the icon most people associate with the executive council, the late Ray Burton, who died in 2013 in the middle of his 18th term representing the North Country. That is more than 3 decades.
Great guy, great friend, the consummate politician in terms of services to his citizens.
That's State Senator Lou D'Alessandro, who served alongside Burton on the council.
You would say he was the prototype of a council, but never thought about going to the next step.
Recent history shows it wasn't unusual for a councilor to hang on to a seat for decades. For a long time, the council was a place without much turnover, where most of the seats were filled with people rounding out, not starting out, their political careers. Now, there have been a few councilors who broke that tradition, who've used the council as a stepping stone, including D'Alessandro himself. As a political up-and-comer 4 decades ago, he jumped on an open council seat.
Figured it was time to move on. You know, I was young and aggressive, and the council seemed like a good thing to do.
That helped propel him to where he is now, among the most senior members of the New Hampshire Senate. And in the late 1970s, Judd Gregg also served a term on the executive council before winning election to Congress, then the governor's office, then the U.S. Senate. But careers like Gregg's and D'Alessandro's have been the exception, not the rule. Ruth Griffin, another longtime counselor who stepped down in 2006 after serving for 2 decades, says she learned a lot about state government by working on the council. And she also learned a lot about listening to constituents.
People knew they could call me and I'd answer my phone and try to help them. And you'd be amazed at the number of people who call on the councilors rather than the senators or the House. They always figure, well, the people in the House are too busy. The councilors really, if they're doing their job, will hear from the people in the state of New Hampshire.
These days, though, veteran councilors like Griffin might be becoming less of the norm. Just look at this year's crop of council candidates. It includes a handful of ambitious first-time office seekers, as well as more seasoned legislators with long political resumes. And in the governor's race, the humdrum dealings of the council agenda has already sparked fiery back-and-forths on the campaign trail. Take this exchange between Sununu and Van Ostern, which came up within minutes of their first meeting as gubernatorial opponents.
That contract would have failed if 3 people instead of 2 people voted against it,
the day
that he voted against it.
What vote?
It was in July 2 years ago. It was in the Hanover Inn when we had a governor and council meeting, and it was the...
The council has 2 more meetings lined up before voters head to the polls in November, including one this Wednesday. And, at least until Election Day, it's safe to assume those meetings will attract more buzz than ever before. For NHPR News, I'm Casey McDermott.